I'm sorry I took so long. Marilla said the cordial was on the second shelf, but it was up at the top of the pantry, way in the back.
The delay has enabled me to build up a better thirst.
Oh, that's most gracious of you, Diana. Please help yourself. I don't believe I'll have any just now, after all those apples.
That's awful nice, Anne. I didn't know raspberry cordial was so nice.
I'm real glad you like it. Take as much as you want.
The nicest I ever drank. It's ever so much nicer than Mrs. Lynde's, although she brags of hers so much.
I should think so. Marilla is a famous cook. She's trying to teach me, but I assure you, Diana, it is uphill work. The last time I made a cake, I forgot to put the flour in.
Flour is...
Why, Diana, what is the matter?
Oh, I'm awful sick. I must go right home.
Oh, you mustn't dream of going home without your tea. I'll go and put the tea on this very minute.
I must go home.
Let me give you a bit of fruitcake anyhow and some of the cherry preserves. Lie down on the sofa for a little while and you'll be better.
I must go home.
I never heard of company going home without tea. Where do you feel bad?
I'm awfully dizzy.
You certainly are walking in a dizzy way. Come on, then. If you must go, I'll walk you down through the orchard.
Oh,